Snow continues to fall across portions of the upper Midwest after a very impressive accumulation rate occurred across parts of South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota over the past few days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Snow accumulations so far today have worked their way upwards to a total of 13 inches around the Minneapolis area. That's where the greatest snows have shifted off to, but we did see 20 to 27 inches occurring across the southeast corner of South Dakota in the past 2 days. Most of the heavier snow, though, is over, but the area in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and as well as upper Michigan, will likely be seeing waves of snow continuing for the next day and a half, and the low pressure center responsible for all the precipitation will be very slow moving. As a result, we'll likely see another 2 to 6 inches of snow accumulate across portions of that region. Most of that snow is going to be outside our listening area, so we do not expect to encounter much in the way of meaningful snowfall for the majority of our region. But with that said, west central Minnesota and some of the immediate eastern areas of South Dakota and extreme southeastern North Dakota will pick up on some additional snowfall. Early indications here suggest that the snow accumulations will run primarily a dusting upwards to an inch or two at the absolute most, with the exception of a couple of counties in west central Minnesota where there will be as many as 4 inches of snow accumulating. All of this precipitation will finally come to an end as we get into the end of this week. On Thursday night going into Friday, we'll likely see drier weather finally coming back to those areas. The high pressure center pushing into the region will likely arrive as we get into Thursday and on into Friday. It will clear out the skies. We'll likely see some cooler air for a short period of time, but nothing dramatically cold. And as that high pressure system abates, there may be a chance for a little bit of light precipitation once in a while as we go out through the weekend into early next week, but I see no well-organized storm system for the region. Our daily high temperatures will be in the teens and 20s through most of the next several days, and nighttime lows will be in the positive and negative single digits. The coldest weather will likely come along as we get to the end of this week and into the weekend, and I don't expect it to be anything dramatically below normal, but there will be some chill in the air, so to speak. And as we go into next week, we'll see a rather significant warm-up taking place with our temperatures rising back above normal once again. In the meantime, down in South America, Argentina is getting ready for another round of excessive heat, and no rain will be falling across that country over the next several days, taking us into Monday or Tuesday of next week. Any rain that comes after that will be extremely brief and light and still not offering any drought relief. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.